has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the July the 10th post monster summer rally day in the market to start the week yesterday. And we're getting follow through today. This is Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've got the Dow up 106 points today, which works out to 0.4%. And of course, the Dow was up some 300 points yesterday. Where are all the bears? I don't see them on TV today. Oh, they'll drag them out the next time the market's down triple digits. The S&P 500 is up 7 points today. That puts it at 2,792 as it closes in on 2,800. Just 8 points away from that. The NASDAQ, the tech stocks, it's a little soggy today. They're up 0.1%. The NASDAQ is up 9 points to 7,765. President Trump cooled off the biotech rally yesterday a bit with his pointing his finger at the drug companies for raising prices. And, of course, the biotechs were red hot last Friday after Biogen's big Alzheimer's news. And we'll see whether those biotechs can kick in again. The Russell 2000 barely budging today, the small cap index. I like something in particular about this current rally, which I'll talk about here in a moment. Crude oil continues its rally. It's up 71 cents per barrel this morning, $74.56. The euro is flat. No, actually, the euro is down as the dollar strengthens again today. The 10-year bond up 1 basis point to 2.87%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. Well, we had a heck of a day on Monday in the market. We had a 300-point gain in the Dow and a 100-point gain in the NASDAQ. Welcome back to a full trading week after last week's, it was a choppy week with the 4th of July falling right in the middle of the week. I think a lot of people left early and didn't come back. Well, they were back yesterday, boy, with a vengeance, driving the market up some 300 points. Well, you know, here's what I liked about what I saw yesterday. There was a lot to like, but something in particular that I really liked was a spreading out. It's been a very narrow market here in 2018. As I've been saying on the show and in my newsletter, you know, if you're not in the small U.S. small caps and U.S. technology stocks and the energy patch, you're missing it all. Well, fortunately, that's where I am this year. I'm not in really any other places, although I do have some exposure to the financials. And that's what I really liked about yesterday's rally in the market. We'll get to that in a moment. It was the financials that led the market higher yesterday, and they're following through again today. And this will be the fourth straight day of a rally in the financials because the technology sector cannot carry the entire market on its back. Neither can the small cap stocks, although they have in the past. I've seen stretches of time where the small caps led the market for a couple of years. And they may be setting up to do that in the market for the next few years. But we'll get to that rally in the financials and the banks here in a moment. The global markets have also steadied. There seems to be a little bit less fear of a all-out trade war. Japan was up 0.6% overnight. China was up 0.4%. Of course, China has really taken it on the chin here during this trade war. They're in a bear market. The emerging markets are in a bear market. We're certainly not in a bear market, which would indicate that we seem to have the upper hand in this trade war. We'll see. India was up 0.8% last night. Paris, 0.4%. So the global markets seeming to be a lot calmer this week after slipping into bear market territory over the last couple of weeks. Well, China today ups its tariffs on U.S. fiber products. We're not talking shredded wheat biscuits. We're talking fiber optics that carry data at lightning quick speeds, companies like Corning, etc. China's Commerce Ministry will raise anti-dumping tariff rates tomorrow on some optical fiber products originating from the U.S., increasing the levy range to between 33% to 78%. That's what we've done. And now China is retaliating. The company in the crosshairs of this would be Corning, not a stock that I own in any of my portfolios. I remember Corning being one of the hot stocks of 2000. Remember the dot-com boom? And it's we needed speed, 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 bandwidth, 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 and we turned to fiber optics, which can carry a lot of stuff at lightning fast speeds, and Corning was one of the darlings of those years. But since then, it's been a soggy stock. Brett Kavanaugh was nominated to the Supreme Court yesterday. A tough confirmation fight lies ahead in the Senate for the federal appeals court judge. He definitely is a conservative. He's an ideological conservative. He's expected to push the court to the right on a number of issues, including business regulation. I think the market, again, prefers a business-friendly administration, and I think the market continues to react positively on Trump's popularity and things that are going on in the political arena back on the Hill, the so-called Hill. And I think that's part of the rally that you're seeing in the market here, is that business-friendly environment is getting a little bit stronger here. There was a huge rally in the biotech stocks last Friday. You remember last Friday? It seems like a vague memory now. But Friday was a huge day in the market, followed up by a huge day on Monday, followed up by a pretty good day on Tuesday. It was led by the biotechs on Friday. News out of Biogen that they have a new, well, they've been working on it, but it's in now phase two clinical trials, a drug that slows the onset of Alzheimer's disease. And of course, Biogen exploded to the upside on Friday, along with most of the biotech sector. Well, Trump brought that to, you know, on every day there seems to be news. Obviously, there's always Trump news to report, number one. Number two, there's always Elon Musk news to report. Number two, every day, there's something in there about Elon Musk and Tesla. He seems to use the media like Trump uses the media. And every day, there seems to be something about a cannabis stock somewhere. And every day, there seems to be something about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency somewhere. So I never had a lack for news to report to you. And of course, I give my comments on opinions on how it affects your portfolio and how you can make money off of it. That's what we're interested in. I do own three biotech stocks. Trump slams Pfizer for price increases. Of course, him and Pfizer aren't real friendly with one another. The Pfizer CEO left Trump's panel in disagreement over, well, what was it? It was the white supremacist thing back east, and the head of Pfizer walked away from having a seat at the table with the president. Trump slams Pfizer yesterday for their price increases. Pfizer and others should be ashamed that they have raised drug prices, at the same time giving bargain basement prices to other countries in Europe and elsewhere. We will respond, President Trump wrote on Twitter. Well, Pfizer, last week, if you remember, it upped the list prices on 10% of its portfolio, but it is among just four drug companies that have upped prices on their medicines a second time this year. Well, you know what? I'll just tell you the flat, unvarnished truth about Pfizer. They have a very narrow pipeline. They haven't come out with any new drugs in a long time. The stock has been soggy, yet it remains a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Kick them out! This is Bill Gunderson. I want to talk about the financials and individual stocks when we come back. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on another big day in the market after a really good day on Friday, a really, really good day on Monday, and following through with another good day today, right in the middle of summer. Well, we'll see. They always wanting that summer rally in the market. And maybe we're getting it. Who knows? I take it one stock at a time, one day at a time, one sector at a time, one asset class at a time. That's all you can do. Well, it was the financials that led the market higher yesterday. And the bank ETFs also, with the regional banks in the lead. That was a very significant event in the market yesterday. We need the market to spread out to other sectors other than the technology and energy sector. And that is beginning to happen, at least over the last few days. We also had the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has been struggling as of late. It cleared its 50-day moving average yesterday, and it was the Dow leading the major indexes higher yesterday. And it's the Dow that is leading the major indexes higher today. The transportation sector also had a very strong day yesterday. So that's a good development in the market. I use several ETFs as my proxies for the various sectors. For instance, the financial sector, I use XLF as my proxy. And in my sector rankings in my Best Stocks Now app, I have given each sector a proxy, and I rank those sectors on a weekly, on a daily basis. And the financials and the banks, which really heated up earlier this year when interest rates started to spike, man, they sold off considerably. Well, yesterday as I was going through my database, I have a lot of new clients that have given me money recently to invest, and I invested in a very methodical way. I don't throw it all in the next day. No, one day at a time, one stock at a time, one here, one there, one over there. Pretty soon I've got you invested the way I see the market at the current time. Well, yesterday, one of my financial stocks, which had recently sold off considerably, but was sitting on its support level, all of a sudden I saw it bouncing off of that support level. And I sent out a live trading alert saying, you know what? This stock is extremely undervalued. And I'm buying it. I already own it in both my income and growth portfolio, and I own it in my premier growth portfolio. And I'm buying it today for new clients that have come on board who don't yet own it. So that's another feature of the live trading. When people come on board, you know, they think, gee, should I buy all of Bill's stocks today? No, buy them as I buy them. I had someone write to me yesterday. His money hit yesterday. It's now there available for me to start buying with. And he wants to know, when will you have me invested? Well, I can't give an answer to that right now. I still got to write back to him and say, I'm very methodical. I like to do it when the stocks are right either bouncing or they're breaking out, something. I like to buy them. I like to pick my moments, my time when I move into stocks. I'm not just going to willy-nilly buy all 25 or 30 that I currently own for a new client. It will be one here, one there, one over there. That's why I go through my database methodically every single day so I know what's going on in the market. Well, at the end of the day, yesterday, after I bought one, I think I bought two, but I think I just added two existing positions for new clients. Well, I sat back and looked at the big picture of the market at the end of the day, and here's what I observed. The bank ETF, KER or KBE, either one would be very good proxies for that. You know, they've recently pulled back to their 200-day moving average after having a red-hot beginning of the year as interest rates climbed. And that's one of the factors that will help the banks and the financials eventually is rising interest rates because they make more money. There's more spread in there. There's more chop in their chop salad that they get to keep. But I saw a very nice bounce off of the 200-day moving average by the banking ETF yesterday. I also saw a very nice bounce off of its 200-day moving average for the financial index, IYF. That's very encouraging, and they're following through today. That's even more encouraging. So does that mean you should go out and put all your money in the financials and the banks? No. But in those sectors, there's leaders and there's laggards. In the second half of the show, I'll give you an example of one that I consider to be extremely undervalued right now, pays a dividend yield, and it's bouncing off of its support levels right now. I also noticed yesterday a significant development in the Dow. Now, I've been saying for the last several weeks that the Dow continues to lag the market. The Dow stocks continue to lag the market. The traditional dividend-paying stocks continue to lag the market. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the Dow stocks are caught up in the trade war rhetoric right now, the Boeings of the world, the Caterpillars of the world. And that's also dragged down the JP Morgans of the world, the Bank of Americas of the world. Well, the Dow yesterday bounced off of its 200-day moving average and is bursting through its 50-day moving average, which is a very, very bullish signal for the Dow. Now, I don't know if the market is pricing in a conciliatory move by China in these trade talks, a conciliatory move by Europe in these trade talks, but that's what the market is telling me right now. In addition to this, we will have several banks report earnings. It's the big guys that kick off earnings season. It's JP Morgan, it's Wells Fargo, etc. How is this earnings season, which will begin, I believe, on Friday? Let me just make sure of this. JP Morgan is scheduled to announce earnings on June the 13th. That's right. That's Friday, is Friday the 13th. So we're going to get earnings from the three or four of the big banks. What is the market telling us? Those earnings are going to be powerful from these banks. What about the rest of the market? What kind of earnings season is shaping up right now? And if the financial sector is bouncing, give me a stock, at least one, that you like right now in that sector. Well, I'll do better than that. I'll give you several when I come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
For a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you are nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. There is one financial, or there is one economic report out today, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. I'm a small business owner, and I know that a lot of small business owners listen to my show on a daily basis. Well, the optimism index came in at 107.2, beating consensus. That's very good. Small business is the backbone of the economy and the consumer. We are the backbones of the economy, and it's good to have not only consumers confident right now, but it helps to have optimism among small business owners, because optimism leads to hiring, optimism leads to buying capital equipment, to expanding. In fact, last week I talked about a study that had come out that big businesses, companies, they're still buying back shares, but they're also, for the first time in 8 years, going out and spending money on expansion. CapEx expenditures are rising rapidly. That's also a key part of the economy. Okay, now let's get back to the financials. Well, first let's go to earnings season. Earnings season will begin. Really, we've had 20 companies report so far out of the S&P 500. Out of 500 companies, we have 480 to go. 20 down, 480 to go, and a few will check in. It really starts, earnings season really starts this Friday. All right. Well, they'll be reporting. Companies will be reporting their second quarter of 2018, which ended on June the 30th, 10 days ago. Right now, for Q2 2018, which is over, and which will be reporting here, companies, individual companies will start reporting heavily starting Friday. Analysts are projecting earnings growth of 20% year over year. Same quarter last year. Second quarter 2017 compared with the second quarter 2018, they're projecting earnings growth of 20%. This would mark the second highest quarter of earnings growth since 2010. In other words, during this expansion, which began in 2009 and is still underway today, last quarter and this quarter are going to be two of the strongest quarters during the entire expansion. In addition to that, this number was a lot lower earlier this year. The earnings growth continues to be upgraded by the analysts. Now, you know my mantra that stocks follow earnings and stocks follow earnings expectations. What happens when analysts keep revising their earnings expectations higher and higher until they currently stand at 20%? Now, you can say, I've heard the argument. I've heard it all before. I've heard people slam me. Oh, the earnings are fake. They're buying back shares. They're manufacturing earnings. Well, the stocks are trading on those earnings and earnings expectations. Nevertheless, so you can stand on the sidelines and throw stones at the accounting methods, non-GAAP accounting, GAAP accounting, stock buybacks, share buybacks, whatever you want to do. But the S&P has gone from 666 and it's now closing in on 2,800. Do you think your 401k cares what the earnings consist of and how the earnings were accomplished? The market continues to march on, and we're looking for 20% growth this year versus last year. Now let's look at sales growth, okay? Sales growth is sales. This is the cash register ringing. This quarter two sales growth is currently estimated to come in at 8.7%. this quarter, quarter two 2018 versus quarter two 2017. Those are phenomenal numbers. The economy is working right now. We're accelerating from that 1.5% to 2% growth that we got under monetary policy by itself. ZERP, a zero interest rate policy. Ben Bernanke continued to cry out for help. We need more than monetary policy. We need some fiscal policy. And it fell on deaf ears in the previous administration. And one of the first accomplishments of this current administration was a big dose of fiscal policy in the form of some tax relief. And it's spurring the economy. Gee, could it be that Arthur Laffer's Laffer curve is true? Most people laugh at it. Well, you put more money in the hands of the people and less money in the hands of the government. That seems to be a good thing for the economy. I still remember Nancy Pelosi saying, the best thing that this economy needs right now is more food stamps. The current forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 is 16.2. When it was 18.4 earlier this year, Warren Buffett called it sustainable. He had no problem with the PE, forward PE ratio of the market back in January. When we started the year, the forward PE of the market was 18.4. It now sits at 16.2 in an expanding economy. I believe that the market could steadily work its way back towards an 18 multiple as interest rates continue to rise and the economy continues to expand. And here's another factoid that could lead to an expansion of the current market multiple. Stocks are the only game in town. Many people are shunning the bond market like the plague. Emerging markets are in a bear market. Gold isn't going anywhere. What does that point to? U.S. stocks. And I believe at 16.2 times forward earnings, that definitely is not ultra rich. It was trading at over 30 times earnings back in 2002 or 2000, the year 2000. Now you might say, well, this quarter is as good as it gets. We've topped out. We've hit peak earnings. Well, the cadre of analysts, the army of analysts that comb the streets of the U.S. talking to CEOs would disagree with you. With this quarter expecting a 20% growth in earnings, next quarter they're expecting a 22% growth in earnings year over year. And in the last quarter of this year, the projections currently stand at 18% growth. For all of 2018, when all is said and done, we're expecting 20% higher earnings this year versus last year. And of course, now you can look ahead to 2019 because there are estimates out there on the street for next year already. And I publish those in my newsletter every week. I show you that earnings bar chart. The best bars in America, I should call it. Earnings bottomed out in 2009. They've been climbing ever since. And I show you on that bar chart the expectations for this year and the expectations for next year. Why? Because stocks follow earnings and stocks follow earnings expectations. The bond market, on the other hand, follows interest rates. All right, let's go back to the financial sector now. I continue to own several financial stocks in the financial sector. Okay, so here's some news on some of those stocks. In fact, I think we'll talk about this when we come back, as I see the clock getting ready to break time. But when we come back, I'll give you some of my favorite stocks in the financial sector at the current time. No, it's not Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. No, it's not J.P. Morgan. No, there's other financial stocks that I believe are more on the cutting edge. Stocks of today and not soggy, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you are nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, the bank stocks, Gunderson. Well, I like growth bank stocks. I bought a stock in my income and growth portfolio when it had momentum and when it had value. It lost its momentum soon after buying it. It's now down 10% from where I bought it, but I've held on to it because I see extreme value, number one, in it. And number two, I see a chart that has not broken down. It has held support, and now it's starting to bounce off of support. It's a regional bank that's headquartered in the Northeast in the tiny state of Rhode Island, but it's a company that has 1,150 branches in New England, the Mid-Atlantic, and Midwest. So they're expanding. It's a growth stock. In fact, since going public in 2014, they've been growing their earnings by 20% per year. That's unusual for a bank. You take a look at a JP Morgan, they've been growing by 3% per year. Citigroup has been growing by 7% per year. Bank of America, Bank of America has been digging themselves out of a big hole. They've actually been climbing by 21% per year over the last 5 years, but that's out of the big hole they dug for themselves when they got down to $5 a share and were forced in a shotgun wedding with Merrill Lynch. The bank that I like here, not a recommendation, but it's one that I own, is Citizens Financial Group, CFG, which is a $20 billion bank. There is currently a movement towards smaller stocks, away from the bigger ones. The bigger stocks have dominated the landscape over the last couple of years. And now the momentum is shifting to the small and mid-cap stocks. Citizens Financial is more in that mid-cap category. And by the way, there's a lot of small-cap banks that I also like right now. But Citizens Financial is the one I chose to feature as a best stock now. It currently has a dividend yield of 2.2%. Like I say, it's down 10% since I bought it. Nice pick, Gunderson. Well, you know what? The entire financial banking regional bank sector went south. But I see a very compelling valuation right now in this stock, and here's why. I don't see, the analysts see $3.82. They look into the future, and what do they see? They see earnings running from C to C, $3.81 in earnings next year. The analysts that cover the stock also are projecting that this stock, this company, can continue to grow their earnings by 20% per year. That's the consensus analyst estimate. So take 381, grow it by 20% per year over the next 5 years, stick a banking multiple on it. Banking multiples are different. Somewhere in the mid-teens would be more appropriate. These aren't 50% growth stocks like Facebook, etc. And I come up with the target price of 83. The stock is currently trading at 40. In other words, I would call it a half-price stock. HPS, I call those. Half price, 50% off on the clearance rack. And even though it's down 10%, lost a lot of its momentum since I bought it. In fact, the sector has lost a lot of its momentum. The relative strength on this stock is a mere 47. You say, well, wouldn't you wait, Bill, until the momentum comes back into it? Well, I see it sitting on its support level. There's different criteria for buying a stock. I see it extremely cheap. I see the sector potentially showing some signs of life after 3 days of weakness. And I see it bouncing off of its bottom support level. Of course, if it were to break that support level, I would change my mind entirely on the stock and be out of it. But it held that support level, and it's bouncing off that support level, and we've seen 3 days of big volume. Not a recommendation, but a stock that I find to be a compelling value, and I'm sure I could give numerous compelling value stories from this industry. And, of course, as you know, I continue to like PayPal. Credit Suisse yesterday or today says it finds the trends on consumer payment choice encouraging for PayPal in terms of both usage and funding methods. The survey shows significant gains for PayPal in market penetration and the volume of financial app downloads. I'm one of those financial app downloads. I'm in the top 50 every day almost with my financial app best stocks. Now I get my report every day from Apple and from Google. Google, I'm usually in the top 20 or 30 of financial app downloads. And financial app revenues. People pay for the data that I produce daily with my Best Stocks Now app. Well, Credit Suisse has an outperform rating on PayPal and a price target of 93. PayPal is currently trading at 86, but I see a much higher five-year target price. So anyways, there's a couple financials for you to mull over. You can go to my app, click on the bank sector, and see which ones rise to the top right now. Go to the app and click on the financial sector and see which financial stocks rise to the top right now. Would I go overweight in the financial sector? No, but there's signs of life right now. And there's some extreme value right now. People say this stock market is so overvalued. Then why am I finding so many undervalued stocks? You want me to find undervalued stocks for you, doggone it? I will. That's what I do for a living. I'm strapped into my trading chair here today. I can't wait. I've already been looking at a lot of stocks here this morning. I manage money for folks. I love to do it. I love what I do. I'm into this. You'd like to talk to me about getting away from a stodgy old asset allocation portfolio or stodgy old growth stocks of yesteryear that are going nowhere? Give it a remodel. You know, you look at homes and they still have tile and they still have a lot of the stuff that we had back in the 70s and 80s. I see portfolios like that all the time that need a total makeover. Well, we're here to help you. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.